Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
'n Baie warm dag oor veral dele van die Noordwes. Daar's ook uiters hoë brandgevaar toestande wat voorspel word oor die westelike dele van beide die Noordwes en die Vrystaat. En dan kom daai geel vlak 2 waarskuwing. Dis vir erge donderstorms oor Gauteng, die Mpumalanga se Hoëveld en dele van Limpopo in die Noordwes. Pretoria op na 33, Johannesburg 32, Mbombela 20, eMalahleni 26, Polokwane 24 en Rustenburg 34 grade.
'N Ongeluk nou in Edenville op die N3 Noord na die Gelulies Wisselaar, verkeer beweeg maar stadig.
Limpopo boer Zacharia Olivier en 2 van sy werknemers word vandag terugverwag in die Mankweng Landdroshof waar hulle aangekla word van die moord op 2 vroue. Hulle liggame is in Augustus in 'n varkehok op die plaas gekry. Die 3 sal hulle borgaansoek voortsit. En in Amerika storm die Republikeine voort. Die partij het pas beheer gewen van die Amerikaanse Senaat. Voormalige president Donald Trump loop ook nou verder voor teen sy teenstander adjunct president Kamala Harris. Trump is ook voor in die belangrike staat van Pennsylvania en met 93% van die stemme in die staat reeds getel. As Trump dit wen, is sy kans baie goed om in januari weer as president van Amerika ingesweer te word. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nie som 9.
We are getting closer to the Springboks' first match of the end-of-year tour. They're expecting the Springboks, a physical battle at Murrayfield on Sunday when they take on Scotland. Former Bok legend Dwayne Vermeulen says both sides are going through transitioning periods and who knows what battle might occur on Sunday.
Now, the tactical game has been a bit of a focus for them, and I think that's the thing they really worked on, and they're doing it well. Everyone's striving to get the complete game.
Well, the Boks won their last 8 games against the Scots. 4 of them played in Edinburgh. Their last one was the 18-3 win during the pool stage of last year's Rugby World Cup. It's still match day 4 of the Champions League, and that wraps up today. Some of the selected matches will see Bayern Munich against Benfica, Red Bull Salzburg away to Feyenoord, Inter Milan welcome Arsenal, PSG host Atletico Madrid, and Barca are away to Red Star Belgrade. David Warner has been named captain of Big Bash League team Sydney Thunder earlier today, just a fortnight after having his lifetime ban on any leadership role in Australian cricket lifted. Warner was considered the main villain in the so-called Sandpapergate scandal in the Cape Town Test of 2018. He was suspended from playing for a year and banned from any leadership role for life, but that was unturned just last month when a Cricket Australia panel decided that he had met the criteria to have the ban lifted immediately. I'm Paul Enchinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM. Place more.